Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I discovered this guy who's been around for a little while. His name is Bob Minnery.
Is this like me discovering Castaway 18 years after?
No, this is a year, probably a year late.
Okay.
So I discovered him the week of the U.S. Open when Phil Mickelson had his famous putt where he didn't stop the ball.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and play this for you and give you a heads up. This is what I discovered. I saw it online. So Phil misses the putt and then runs over and he hits it before the ball stops completely.
Yeah, and some of our listeners might remember this because you brought this in Monday right after the U.S.
This
Open.
This is the day after the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
So go ahead and play that, Chippy.
And we cut over to 13. Peter, Phil's got to be real careful this one. This is a quick putt. It's going to move about a foot left to right. And again, this for bogey. Not the best day for Phil as he hammers that one. And that is going to, look at this. It's going to go all the way down the false front as Phil kind of playfully chases it, but he says, F it. Oh my goodness, he said, it's my birthday, USGA. F off, I don't give a F about anybody. He said, I want to just go home and rip bangers and bet on blackjack all day. Guy loves to F gamble. There's a little six-footer for Phil, and they're going to have to tack on a two-stroke penalty. Oh boy, it's been a train wreck of a hole. That's a 10 for Mickelson. Well, I don't blame him, Peter. There's some days you just want to say, F it. This was one of them as he laughs it off with the grizzly bear he's paired up with. But we are going to now cut back to DJ, who's ripping F bangers in the woods as he hit it there on purpose near the bathroom stall.
Okay, so first of all, the grizzly bear he's playing with is Andrew Beef Johnston.
Oh, yeah.
And then he always picks on Dustin Johnson.
Okay.
So I saw this, and then I just saw someone on Twitter, and then finally, I clicked on the guy. Got over a million followers on Instagram.
God, how are we so late to this party?
He does all these sports events.
Oh, so it's all sports. It's not just golf.
He just takes clips, and he voices it. Now,
I wanted to say this, because you and I have played quite a bit of golf together.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're golf nerds, and we have done similar things to this on the tee box before.
Oh, absolutely.
Like some real over-the-top.
And golf announcer guy is funny.
Golf announcer guy is funny, and golf announcer guy cussing is really funny.
But we've talked about this before, like how you would pay to see, like, God, I would love if just every Ranger game or every NFL game or every basketball game, you just had an unfiltered feed that you could pay for. I would pay extra money for an unfiltered feed, as long as it was funny and out, who could also ring it in and keep it in line with what's going on.
I want to get to this audio. I promise I don't want to bog this, but I want you to ponder this.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people in the sports media business that believe that eventually teams, instead of selling the rights to their play-by-play to networks like Fox Sports Southwest, will keep the rights themselves, sell their own advertising, and stream it over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone that's smart to let me know, if you stream it over the internet, you don't have to adhere to FCC rules, right?
I would imagine.
So this is not that.
There's not a team who would be like, who would allow that.
But they might have two streams and do two separate
revenue streams. Subscription-based for rated R.
Right, so if strip clubs want to advertise on your play-by-play, you do it on the one where everybody's cussing, right?
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I like it.
Just a thought.
I like it. I mean, I would bring in a funny guy.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe a
Rappaport.
Yeah, just right. Something. Well, no, whatever. Probably not. That'd get old after a while.
Yeah.
So this is the Rugi fight. The Rugi Odor-Jose Bautista fight, which Eric Nadeau did a great job.
Yes.
On it at Donnybrook.
We got a real live Donnybrook.
So here he is. And again, you have to imagine the scene that played out first in your head here. But here he is kind of doing the play-by-play of it.
Oh, you, Peter. Anyways, beautiful day at the ballpark. Me and Peter went out last night. Whiskey, Jameson, hookers, everything. Anyways, back to the game. Ground ball, third base. Here's the double play and bad slide by Bautista. And something is happening. Oh, my goodness. They're going at it. I believe that's Bautista and Odor. And look at this. It's a crackhead loose on the field, jumping around like a wild jumping bean. You saw the slide. It was low. Odor didn't like it, and he
rip Bautista's canine tooth clean off his face. Whoa! This is why I signed up to be a broadcaster, Peter. We get to get hammered and watch the game for free.
All right. So is he always broadcasting with Peter?
With Peter, and you never hear Peter.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's great.
It's so great. I don't know if Peter's a friend of his or whatever. It's so good.
That is a fantastic bit. That is a man.
When he said the crackhead right on the field, that was when Josh Donaldson was going off crazy.
So good. Oh, that's awesome. By the way, Eric Nadel does join us at 5:20.
Yes,
today.
He does. As we report live from the AA Best Bail Bonds Sports News Desk.
That's my spot.
Now, this is the one from a few weeks ago, Matt Kemp and Robinson Chirinos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So just imagine
Chirinos.
Matt Kemp rounding third, sliding into home. You have kind of to visualize it in your head.
Well, Peter, it's not that I'm against fake. I just love the squishies. Anyways, base hit to right field. Play at the plate. Rounding him home as a third base coach. It is Chirinos and Kemp who meet each other and who wins the battle? Chirinos. But wait a minute. Kemp calls him a and now it's on. Oh, my goodness. And here it goes. We never like to see this in the baseball field. Everybody looks the same. Let's look at the replay again here. Look at this play. Dart thrown into Chirinos. Kemp's got nothing to do but try and lay him out. And then Chirinos, not happy. He says, "F*** you, you little bag." Kemp says, "F*** you." And then they go at it. And then it's just mayhem on the field. And again, the zombie apocalypse is upon us. Because they all get in a circle and they dance and they don't really even fight. It's the weirdest thing. But look at this play again. Choo-choo! Midnight train to Georgia. Ah! Look at that. Laid out.
Okay. He's got this bit in all the brawl clips that he does where he's like, and here we go again. It looks like a zombie apocalypse. Because it really does. The baseball fight's weird.
Yeah.
Because it rarely anything happens. It's just a bunch of guys run on the field.
You know what it reminds me of? And you probably don't know. I know you don't have dogs and you haven't done this a lot. Maybe you did this with Kavanaugh. Have you ever been to a dog park?
No.
So
you couldn't pay me an amount of money.
There's a thing that'll happen.
We're scared of dogs.
Where suddenly, like, one dog will growl, and, like, 10 dogs will all run to each other and just sniff each other's butts and not do anything. So they're all kind of just doing what a baseball fight. They just all meet and kind of, like, rub up against each other.
Now, again, this guy's name is Bob Minery. B-O-B-M-E-N-E-R-Y.
You need to, when we're done with this, you need to tweet out, link, or, you know, let people know about this.
Now, this is a game that you probably won't remember off the top of your head. The game ended up being, like, a 40-0 game. It's the Ravens and the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Flacco is scrambling out to the right side, and Kiko Alonso just drills it.
Let me tell you why I remember this. It was a Thursday night game. It was the only game on.
Yes.
And we all tweeted about it as it was going on and talked about it the next day. So I do remember
yes.
that game.
Yes, and Kiko Alonso gets suspended.
Yes.
So listen to him call this play.
Well, if you're just joining us, Bob Minery here. I just want to say, F*** you, CBS, for giving me this game. There's better places I could have been. Shotgun takes a snap. Joe Flacco looking, rolls to the right side, and there is running room. 20, 15, 10. Oh, my God, his f***ing head fell off. Wait, no, it didn't. That was a football. But anyways, we got a brawl going on in the field now. That was one of the cheapest, dirtiest hits we've ever seen, and Jim Harbaugh is letting that piece of shit Alonso hear it. Wow. Macklin and Alonso are talking shit. He looks like a Marine fighter pilot. Joe Flacco is lights out. Has no idea. Once again, we look. 2015 slide. Boom. Lights out. What a piece of shit. Alonzo is Kim.
So great.
When he goes and his head fell off, you see the football. It's so funny.
All right, hold on. I might want to hear this again. I know there's a ton of good stuff, but the reason I want everybody to imagine an actual broadcaster who thinks he's seeing somebody's head fall off, and this is how he's broadcasting it. Let's hear that again.
Well, if you're just joining us, Bob Minery here. I just want to say, F*** you, CBS, for giving me this game. There's better places I could have been. Shotgun takes a snap. Joe Flacco looking, rolls to the right side, and there is running room. 2015-10. Oh, my God, his head fell off. Wait, no, it didn't. That was a football. But anyways, we got a brawl going on in the field now. That was one of the cheapest, dirtiest hits we've ever seen in Jim Harbaugh.
We got to move. That's so good. That is so good.
All right, now we go to a play from a few weeks ago.
Oh, man.
The J.R. Smith moment, okay?
Oh,
it begins with George Hill on the free throw line, of course. And remember the look on George Hill's face?
Yes.
But just imagine the whole scene playing out from the NBA Finals.
And the first free throw up from George Hill. It is up, and it's good. Tie ball game. Whoa, Peter.
This could be the biggest free throw of George Hill's career, and he looks like he either saw a dead body for the first time or just shit his pants in class and doesn't want anybody to know about it. George Hill has an opportunity for Cleveland to take the lead here, 108-107. The biggest free throw of his career is up, and it is no good. Rebound by J.R. Smith, and where the f*** is he going? Oh, my goodness, overtime. Here we come. Look at the replay. Rebound by Smith. He has a stroke. Either that or he get hit in the head with a frying pan before the game. And LeBron says, and I can read his lips, you idiot, what are you doing? Peter, that's unbelievable.
He said George Hill looks like he just saw a dead body for the first time in George Hill's face. He's so shocked.
Hey, you got to get this guy's name again.
His
everybody.
Bob Minery, okay? Bob Minery, M-E-N-E-R-Y.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
I got three more I want to get to here. Yes, yes.
Okay.
We can do this.
This is College World Series action. It was Auburn and Florida. Basically, this game ended. There was a line drive hit to the right fielder, and the right fielder's going back to get it, and he almost catches it, and the ball goes over the fence. It hits him. It hits his glove, and then goes over the fence. Like, it was that close. He should have caught it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
The game ends, okay, and he's bending over. He's sad. The game ends because – you know, he didn't catch it.
Right.
So this is so good.
Okay.
And here is the 2-2. That's driven right field. Back at the fence, looking up. And oh, my goodness, he is never going to get laid again. Never going to get laid again, Peter. He's going to have to resort to paying for like we usually do. Wow. Florida is going to win right off his knuckle. That's going to be the end of it.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic. All right, hey, let's do this.
Well, hold on, we got time.
No, we're going to go around the sports. Why don't we just carry it? We'll do Ben.
We got time.
Okay.
All right. He is never going to get laid again.
We got a John Daly.
Okay.
He's recapping John Daly.
Yes. Okay.
And then at the end here, John Daly ends up throwing his club into an ocean.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Over to Daly on 13, and it has been a disaster for him today. He just does not have it. We are getting news that Daly went on a serious bender last night. Excuse my language, but I guess there was trannies involved. He showed up at the golf tournament today with white powder all over his nostrils. We're looking into what that substance was, and it has just been a mess for John today. As he just says, yeah, he just says, f*** it. And again, excuse my language, but the club goes into the water. That's going to make one happy fan who goes to pick it up, and that you better be careful touching that. Anyways, he's happy about it. Lesson in life here, kids. Don't do blow, f*** tranny, and go to a golf tournament to expect to win. Over to Justin Thomas on 12.
And last one.
Yes.
This is a play from a few weeks ago. Ronald Guzman at first base. He stretches, you know, and does the split.
Got a lot of
base.
Good Ranger stuff.
Yeah, it was a bad throw by Profar. Okay. And Ronald Guzman stretches out and does the split.
Okay.
Well, Peter, the play of the day yesterday. Look at this routine ground ball to shortstop, picked up, thrown over to Guzman. Stretched his legs like it's 2 a.m. down at the Roxy in Vancouver, like we were last night. Paid $800 for which cost us $1,600 because we got two. But look at the way he stretches those legs. Looks like he ripped his nutsack right in half, but he still makes the Bob Mallory top play of the day. Good job, Mr. Guzman.
Awesome.
God, that's so good. Okay, are you gonna?
I mean, this is great response we're getting.
Yes.
So I want to maybe play this for Ben next week.
Yeah.
He needs to hear it.
He needs to hear it. All right. So here's what I want to do. And then there's tons of other clips, right? You can pull some other ones.
I'm probably get some new ones.
Get some new ones.
Add to it and do it again next week.
And then I'd like you to go ahead and tweet out information after you do the MyPillow spot. You willing to do that?
I'll do it, man.
All right,
I'm reporting live from the AA Best Belmont Sporting News Desk.
God, you're doing great broadcasting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.